So next up we have Mohammed, a guy evaluating thresholds and spray times for plant bugs in North Carolina.
Alrighty, good morning everyone. So today I'm going to share some data from a first year of our study looking at plant bugs in North Carolina coastal plains. So since our story begins in 2009 when this problem has been getting worse, more acres have been sprayed for plant bugs in North Carolina since 2009. There's been an increased number of applications in total acreage since 2009. Here you can see it's below 0.2 on average, and now it's closing in on, well, 2015 was about averaging one per acre, and now it's over 70% of the cotton acreage is now being sprayed with at least two sprays per acre just for plant bugs. And so it seems very familiar. We've been here before, particularly with the Mississippi Delta, and we're kind of worried about kind of having a repeat with plant bug. So hopefully we could learn from what happened in Mississippi and kind of prevent a situation like this where it gets up to $140 for treatments. So in order to kind of tackle this issue, I first thought about, okay, well, let's look at our current recommendations and see if do we need to fix anything there. And so North Carolina's LIGAS recommendations really just come from Mississippi. The low threshold is 8 adults per 100 sweep. There's a high threshold of 16 adults per 100 sweep. And then there's the 3 nymphs per beet cloth threshold per 6 row feet. Now, for the purposes of my study, I only focused on the adult threshold. So the questions I asked were, are current thresholds appropriate to address the threat, and what should be the start and end spray time? So I really kind of combined two objectives into one. And so these methods, I decided to do a pre-bloom spray, early bloom, late bloom, pre-bowl, low threshold, and high threshold. Now you can see in the actual spray times, this goes first square to fourth week of bloom. The reason things stop at the fourth week is that I missed the third week because we were rained out and the sprayer couldn't get out into the field. And this really is kind of, we created the worst case scenario for a LIGAS, a LIGAS outbreak. We planted a hairless variety. We used Transform at 2 1/4 ounces per acre. And we usually sprayed on like the end of the week, and I came in on Mondays and checked the population, swept and used the beet cloth every week on all the plots. So when we look at adult sweep numbers over time, and the red arrows represent when it was sprayed, there's not much separation going on. What this chart really just tells me is that once things were blooming, the LIGAS adults were coming in, and that over time, the sweeping became ineffective. That's really all this, I think that this is all that's being said in this graph. Now, when we look at nymph drop numbers over time, we see a different story. We see the black line and the maroon line at the top is the late bloom and the untreated, and then below we have the rest of the treatments. And keep in mind about that 3 nymph per drop. So pretty much everything else is below that kind of threshold, and then just the late bloom and the control, they just get out of control. And when we look at yields, this is kind of what I really want you to pay attention to, is that these last 3 treatments, they began roughly around the same time, around with first square. That's when we had hit kind of the threshold for adults. It was already at 8 per 100 sweeps. But unfortunately, these were sprayed once a week because they were always at that threshold. So I'm not exactly pleased with that, because this basically, if I show this to a grower, it's basically saying just spray every week. And we really don't want that. And compounding the issue is that Transform was taken off our recommendation list for plant bugs in North Carolina. So in terms of approving the study, I will be moving to our current spray recommendation, which is bifenthrin and biodrin together, tank mixed. So kind of some preliminary thoughts. Obviously, varied chemistries and earliness of treatments are crucial. There's more work that needs to be done in North Carolina in terms of kind of fine-tuning those best management practices from Mississippi and tailoring it to the needs of Carolina growers. Cultural tactics, I say may become necessary, will become necessary, but that's obviously running into issues with, if you pick a hairier variety, I've heard it doesn't gin as well, so it's going to be this kind of a balance between profits and treatment, and also the other issue of, if I tell the growers, hey, use bifenthrin and Biodrin and maybe Admire Pro, they'll just use those three chemistries, and then the problem just gets worse with resistance. There's more work that needs to be done. Hopefully, I'll be bringing in Virginia into the study and kind of really fine-tuning out the spray times. I think I should have done a better job with parceling out the weeks of squaring, so I think I'll have to add more spray time points to really tease that apart. And yeah, that's pretty much that's all I have to say. I have the graphs for the adults by drop cloth and the nymphs by sweeps. There's not much there in terms of teasing out patterns, and that's not reliable anyway. So if you want to see it, I could show it to you, but there's not much to tell there. I'd just like to acknowledge all the field aid I had in collecting the data, the help I had in developing the study, Jeremy Green, Ames Herbert, and Ryan Kurtz, and the funding for this was made possible by Cotton Incorporated. And with that, I'd like to thank you for listening. If you have any questions or any comments on improving the study, I would very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Any questions? We have plenty of time.